we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, welcome to a terrific Tuesday right here in Brevard County. And there comes the first giggle of the day. So we pray that you are having a great day and that Jesus is the Lord of your life. And like we talked about yesterday, he's sown gladness in your heart. So rejoice, rejoice. You've got a Savior. You've got a God who is the lover of your soul, who gave himself for you and wants you to spend an eternity with him. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you're listening to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE-FM 91.5 here in Cocoa, Florida. And this is the week of the spring offering fundraiser. Started yesterday. And we'd like to encourage you to be praying about partnering with the radio station as they look to raise their funding to in order to keep the gospel message of Jesus Christ going throughout Brevard County. And so if you would be so kind as to pray about that, this offering helps with some of the maintenance and equipment issues, basically everything that goes on from the utilities. I guarantee you, if you get a utility bill and you want to feel better about that, I don't even know what the utility bill is here at the radio station, but I know it's exponentially higher than my house and exponentially higher than Merritt Assembly of God's electric bill, and I'm so glad I don't have to pay it. But if you want to feel better about yours, just consider how much theirs is for all of the wattage that is necessary to transmit the signal from the all throughout Brevard County and on down into Indian River County. And the AM station, I believe, makes it all the way to the Bahamas at times, I've heard. So there's a lot of funding that goes on behind the scenes. And so if you would be so kind as to pray about partnering with the radio station, it would be greatly appreciated. And as always, I'd like to ask you just for if you're supporting or if you're making a phone call, by the way, the phone number is 321-632-1000. Just let them know you listen to the Refresh radio broadcast. We generally like to hear feedback. And so also, if you've got prayer requests or praise reports, anything that you'd like to share with us, we can be reached at Merritt Assembly, MERRITTASSEMBLY, at hotmail.com. Or you can go to merrittassembly.com. That's our website. There's a contact us feature down there on the bottom. Those emails come to my phone. So last week somebody had sent me, or maybe the week before, someone had sent me an email asking us to pray for employment situation. So we're praying about that situation with them, that God will help them find a job. You can connect with us on Facebook, and there's a way that you can let us know about prayer requests that you might have there. You can always call us 321-454-4263. You probably get the answering machine because I'm in and out of the office all day long. Leave a message, and we get it that way. You can even mail us at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. Snail mail still gets to us. And we look forward to any manner of communication that you choose to do. I want to take you to the book of Proverbs today. Not every seed that is sown is a seed that you will be proud that you have sown. So today we're going to be talking about some seeds that people sow and the type of harvest that they can expect because of the seeds that they have sown. So I want to take you to Proverbs chapter 6, Proverbs chapter 6 and verse number 12. It says, "A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers, perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually, he sows discord. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. So those are some passages out of Proverbs. So let's begin to take a look at some of these things. And by the way, these are things that God hates. These are things that God hates. I feel like the game show host, the $100,000 pyramid or whatever it's called this week, the category things that God hates. Well, these are seeds that you don't want to be sowing. These are seeds that you don't want to be sowing. It begins in verse number 12, and it talks about the person that is sowing these types of seeds as a worthless person or a wicked person with a perverse mouth. And that word perverse, it means distorted, or I'm sorry, it means, where'd my note go there? It is something that is not straight. It can't be trusted. It has been distorted. So you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be using your mouth to inflate things, amplify things. It talks about he who winks with his eyes, who shuffles with his feet and points with his finger. Every time I see that, I think to my baseball days, whenever the third base coach would be giving signals to the batters and to the runners, and the pitchers would be getting signals from the manager in the dugout and the catcher behind the plate and all of that. All of those signals were designed to communicate one thing to an ally, but it was done in such a way as so the person that was going to be subjected to that treatment would not be aware of what was coming. And that's the way that this man is described in Proverbs. However, it could be a woman as well. There are a lot of people who do not use forthright techniques. I'll be honest with you. I want you to walk in the fullness of God's plan and his provision for your life. That's what I want. That's why I'm on the radio station here, is I want you to walk in God's best. And so I was listening. I started using a term years ago, and I found it being utilized a couple of times, and that is a misery index, and how miserable are people comfortable being. I you know what? I don't want to have a very high misery index. I want to have a high blessing index. I want to have as little misery in my life as I can possibly have. Call me selfish, but I think that's an intelligent way to live. It goes on and it describes this person that perversity is in his heart. It means that he has a willful and a contrary heart. It means that he is opposed to things that he shouldn't be opposed to. Here in Proverbs, that means he would be opposed to wisdom. He would be opposed to authority. He would be opposed to dwelling in peace and harmony and unity. It says, perversity in his heart, he devises evil continually, and he sows discord. Okay? That word there, evil, can be translated evil or trouble or vexation. And so that's what his mental capacity is committed to, is figuring out a way to cause trouble for other people, vexation, evil for other people. It might be a financial scheme. I received an email last week, and it was supposedly from a reputable company. They looked like a company that, you know, everybody would know their name. And it said, all you got to do is click this link to update your information. If not, we're going to isolate your account. But the thing is, as I was a school teacher, a private school teacher, but a school teacher, I taught fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. I taught math. I taught English. I taught social studies and history and science. Those were the five subjects that we had in the school. I taught everything for all three different grades. And so I learned to be able to proofread. And this supposedly legal email from a company was filled with all sorts of misspellings and improper usage of words. And it was like, I don't believe that this is a legitimate. Someone stayed up and devised a way to cause trouble to come upon me and probably a few million other people, except for I wasn't going to fall for it. So this worthless person does this, and it says that he sows discord. In the Amplified version, it says he looses and sows discord. He's taken the straps off the purse strings, and he is going to sow discord where there is a lack of harmony and there would be disagreement between people. Easy for me to say. And I don't know if you've ever been around people that were always trying to create unrest, but it's not a good thing. You hear me talk about Psalm 133 on here, wherever brethren dwell together in unity, God commands his blessing there, even life forevermore. So the enemy always wants to come and undermine that and destroy the peace and the harmony. And I'm just not going to have it. I will fight for the peace of God. I will confront things that I might not ordinarily confront if it is a threat to the unity of the brethren. And so people who sow discord, I want you to know that that verse doesn't end there. Well, that verse ends there, but the topic matter continues where it begins to describe the harvest. And you might not see the harvest this week. You might not see it for a year, but eventually you're going to see this harvest. It says, if for the person who devises evil continually, whose perversity is in his heart, who looses and sows discord, therefore his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. And here it's like the harvest comes out of nowhere. Bam, there it is. Let me put that in a positive context for you. God is a God who specializes in suddenlies. And so your blessing can come suddenly. The answer to your prayers can come suddenly. Don't think that it just because you haven't seen it that it's not coming, because it can come suddenly and unexpectedly. You might think it's going to take a week. I forget what we were expecting a shipment here at the church or something, and it showed up early. That's what I like. By the way, if you want a successful way to build margin in your life, it is under promise and over deliver. Say, you know what? I can't get it to you until then, more than likely, but if I get it done earlier, I'll let you know. And I'll do my best to get it to you even sooner than that. That just causes thumbs up to go up all over the place. It'll really enhance. It will diminish the strife and discord that you have with people a great deal. Under promise, over deliver. Okay? And so here it says that in verse number 15, that this person's harvest who sows strife and discord, if you're the person that is going around, I'm not talking about pulling pranks and practical jokes. I'm talking about trying to get people at one another's throats, whether it is a pastor and a person in the church, whether it is employees in a business, whether it's between a husband or a wife or parents and children. You don't want to be sowing strife and discord. The harvest that comes for sowing those types of seeds in other people's lives is your calamity, your devastation. The Amplified Bible calls it the crushing weight of calamity, where everything just implodes and it is catastrophic and the weight of the world comes crashing down on you. You don't want to do that. Pretty soon people begin to find out that the source of the problem was that there were people who were actually working to create tension and strife and discord. It says suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. And the only thing that good that comes from being in a place of absolute total brokenness is when in that place you begin to look up to God and say, God, my way hasn't worked. And I need to repent. I need to ask you to forgive me and be the Lord of my life. I think I've told a story here on the radio of a time where God convicted me of sowing seeds of discord. And I mean, nobody was having to prompt me to act and go and make that situation right, because I went and made it right within 5 minutes of when I did it. I mean, the Holy Spirit wasn't waiting around. It's not a trivial matter. Oh, well, I ticked them off today. What's a big deal between that? It is a big deal. It is a big deal. And so if you're always trying to keep things stirred up so that approaches your normal, you know, there are some people who thrive in a high level of dysfunction and tension and strife. I don't understand it, but some people like that. But that's not where God is going to send his commanded blessing. So, you know, I like peace and unity. I like unity at home. I like peace and unity on the staff. I like peace and unity in the church. And that's just the way it is, because I need God's commanded blessing in my life. And I think that you do as well. It goes on and it says, these six things the Lord hates. How many of us could agree that God hates pride? We could agree that God hates a lying tongue. We can agree that God hates murder. We can agree that God hates a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift running to evil. Again, it's mentioned a false witness who speaks lies. But that last one, verse number 19, says, and one who sows discord among brethren. And that is where that disagreement between people comes in. It is a negative thing. Proverbs chapter 16, if you turn over to that one, Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 27, an ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. He winks his eye to devise perverse things. He purses his lips and brings about evil. So let's take a look at these. Here is an ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. Doesn't that sound like politics? Doesn't that sound like many of the people in journalism that we hear about today? That, listen, if you go around looking for dirt on other people, rest assured somebody is going to expose the skeletons in your closet, the dirt that you thought that you had buried. I encourage people, first of all, don't create a bad reputation. You want to conduct yourself in such a way that even the things that are done in secret are godly. That's the way you want to live. You don't want to try and bury things in the past. You want them washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You want to confess them, repent of them. Listen, there are some scriptures that are extremely convicting in the scriptures that a lot of times people don't want to really address, where the Bible says that we have to give an account for every idle word that has been spoken. That's terrifying. In this day and time where there is more communication than has ever gone on before, that is a high bar of accountability. I was talking to someone and they talked about farmers back in the 1900s, back before mass communication was in place. And it was like they may go for days without having any communication with other than with just a near neighbor or family members. You know, there was letters and telegraphs. The phone came along, and all of that began to change. And now it's changed so dramatically. My mother wants to hear from me every day. I get a pass on Sunday, unless it's a holiday, and I get a pass on Wednesday because we have conflicting church schedules. But she wants to hear from me every day. It may just be, hi, how are you doing? I'm doing fine, great. Well, you know what? We're out here working on the project, and so I really don't have time to talk. And that can be the extent of our conversation, but she wants to hear from me. So an ungodly man digs up evil. Do not be the gossip. A gossip is not only the person who is promoting the news, the quote-unquote news, but it can also be the person who hears it. So don't have your ear tuned to that little juicy tidbit of gossip. It says that what's on his lip is like a burning fire, and this person sows strife with the intention of separating friends. There are some people who only feel good about their circumstances when they are ruining other people's circumstances. I don't want to be that person that brings division and strife and discord. I believe that God wants us to have harmony. I don't believe that he wants us to be in contentious quarrels with people. And here this person separates friends. It says that this person will lead a person away in a way that is not good. You don't want to do that. We're going to touch on one more verse here, Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 8. He who sows iniquity will reap sorrow, and the rod of his anger will fail. He who sows iniquity will reap sorrow, and the rod of his anger will fail. I'm just going to make a blanket statement here. The world already has enough angry people. It doesn't need any more. It doesn't need any more at all. And so I want to ask you and to join me in not sowing seeds that are distorted or perverted or unrighteous or unjust or wicked. Let's not do that. Let's not pervert the truth. Let's not distort the truth. Let's not promote things that are not of God. Let's not use a standard that is not a righteous standard. And let's not sow things that are going to lead to a person's downfall. There is a story in the Old Testament, and it makes my head numb. I don't understand what was really taking place and there was a young prophet who went and confronted Jeroboam after Israel had split off from Judah, the 10 tribes and versus the 2 tribes. And this young man went and prophesied over the altars that Jeroboam had set up to prevent the people from going back to Jerusalem to worship the one true God. And a young prophet goes and he prophesies what's going to happen. And Jeroboam got mad and reached out his hand, and leprosy came upon his hand. And the young prophet was asked to pray for him, and he would be made whole, and he did. And then Jeroboam invited him to stay, and he said, no, God told me I couldn't eat anything and I couldn't drink anything in this place. And so there were some people there, and they went and they told an old prophet what had taken place. And he said, well, which way did he go? And he goes after the young prophet and says, and lies to him and says, well, God told me to bring you back and to treat you with hospitality. And then when the young man comes back, the old man prophesies and says, because you've disobeyed, you are not going to return home. You're going to die on the journey home. I don't understand. I don't understand why a person would do that. That old prophet said, hey, when I die, bury me next to that guy, because every word that he just said is going to come to pass. I don't understand why he would undermine that young prophet that way. But there are people who will do that. I tell you what, I want to help people succeed. The devil sets people up to fail. God will set you up to succeed. So don't be the person who sows iniquity, because you will reap sorrow, and what anger you have, it's going to lose its power, but that power may be turned back on you. You know, I have a feeling. Well, let me say this. The Bible talks about God's wrath is equivalent, it's equal to his love, his mercy. And so I ask people, well, how much love does God have? He's got a whole lot of love. He's got enough love to redeem billions and billions of people. And so the Bible talks about there's coming a time when all of God's wrath is going to be poured out after the church is taken out of the way. And I tell you, I would not want to be here during that time. I don't want to be a recipient of God's wrath. I'm so thankful that God makes a way for his children not to experience that. And I don't want you to experience that. So rather than keeping everything all stirred up in a negative manner, why don't we set ourselves a goal to help one another to succeed at being the best that we could be? And you know what I think you'll find? I think you'll have a lot more joy going to work. I think you'll find that your workplace is a lot more effective. I think that you will find that when you lay your head down at night, you're not having to devise a bunch of evil schemes about how to undermine and stab another employee in the back, because all of a sudden you realize that you're going to have a harvest of peace. You're not going to have the harvest of a suddenly weight-crushing calamity coming upon your life. You're not going to have the sorrow that could have been yours had you chosen to operate in a more perverted and deceptive way. Let's do it God's way and watch the blessing of God, the commanded blessing, everlasting life, become a reality throughout Brevard County. Amen? So with that being said, don't forget the spring offering fundraiser that is going on this week. 321-632-1000 will get you to the offices here at WMIE. Let them know you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and it will be a blessing to them. It will set you up for a blessing, and it will be a blessing to all those who hear the message of the good news of Jesus Christ as it goes throughout Brevard County and around the world. God bless you. I pray that you have a marvelous day, and we will see you next time right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.